Pete, I'm Chris Pendleton. I'm the tech evangelist for Microsoft Bing Maps. I actually help educate users on how to use Bing Maps, the new features of Bing Maps, and I get to talk to people like yourself about all the exciting things that are coming out and how we're working with different customers, partners, developers on the use of mapping and data or geospatial data visualization. So I'm happy to have you here with me today.
Great to be here. I'm Pete Cashmore. I'm the founder and CEO at Mashable. Mashable is a blog that covers what's happening in social media and technology for users and for companies and for nonprofits. You know, how do we use these tools? How do we use Twitter, Facebook, and all the other online tools for either our businesses or in our personal lives to be more productive, get more things done, and connect with people?
So Pete, today we're here to announce some interesting things that are happening. But first, let me talk about the proliferation of mapping in the online space, and even extending into mobile. Things have been moving at such a rapid pace over the last few years, with all these different mapping platforms coming out, the adoption of aerial imagery, street side imagery. We've got just tons of visualizations that have become the canvas for so many pieces of data. So today, we're here to announce a new application that Mashable is launching on their site. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk a little bit about the Bing partnership, the application itself? Do you want to talk about what we're announcing today?
Sure. So what we're announcing is the Twitter Trends map on Mashable. The mapping is powered by Bing. And what we do is we pull together Twitter trending topics and locations plotted on Bing Maps. And you can go to major cities in the US or internationally and find out what the top 10 trending topics are in those cities. You can, obviously zoom in, see what's happening there. So it's a way to essentially browse the world filtered through Bing Maps and Twitter trending topics.
Great. Well, why don't we take a second and look at the application itself, and we'll just navigate through and talk about the different features.
Awesome. Obviously you have here are all the cities. You can click any of them and you'll see the top trending topics in those particular cities. And obviously this is melding location with the real-time web. You know, what are people talking about right this second? Continually updating the Twitter trending topics to overlay that data on a map. And I think, that really ties together two of the key trends that we're seeing right now on the web, which is location or local and real-time. People want things right now, and they want things that are relevant. One of the relevancy filters that's really key is location.
Yeah, so what we're seeing here in the actual application, we've got a Bing map as a canvas. We're pulling in some major cities here. We've got a top cities tab over here. And then as a user clicks on this custom push pin, they would actually get that trending information.
Sure, and this is just really simple on the Bing API, which is, you can basically, what I love about the open web is you can take anything from anywhere, mash it together, and that's actually, where the Mashable name came from. Like, the mashups trend was really starting with all these APIs, and we've seen, sites like Twitter really take off based almost solely on their APIs. It's almost like people hardly visit the web interface. So I really love the direction the web is going, just allowing you to pull in these things, whether it's Bing Maps plus, whatever other products you want to put in there, and this is just, one example of one of the things that we've done to try and bring location and real-time together for our users.
Great. And you mentioned the Bing API. This is the Bing Maps Ajax API. Super simple to do something like this with basically a few lines of code and then connecting over to Twitter, grabbing that trending information that does have geolocatable tweets and now trends that you can easily put onto a map. So yeah, an application like this is fairly straightforward to build out. But it makes sense for your readers to put it right on the Mashable.
Absolutely, because our readers are super connected and also want to know what's happening right now. And I think it's very much taps into this real-time trend, but also pinpointing where you are and finding out what's going on around you.
Or where you're interested.
Absolutely. And I think that ties into the broader trends that I think we're going to go on to talk about, which are things like geolocation, on the mobile phone, and also the fact that all these social networks are suddenly giving us geolocation data, which we can mash up with other tools.
So Pete, in addition to what we've seen here, there's also a search box that we can type in trends. So if we put in something like Twitter in the box here and hit the search bar, now we've got a map with a new set of pins that are relevant to the actual keywords.
Yep, that's fantastic. It's basically a topic-based filter that you can put on, which is even more powerful than just seeing what the trending topics are, really nailing down specific terms and zooming into specific locations to find out what's happening there.
Yeah, fantastic. And I see you also have a Mashable News tab in there, which brings relevant news stories based on the search as well.
Yes.
Fantastic. So Pete, we've seen some exciting things in the web with regards to mapping. What's your take on the mapping space today? Some of the different players that are kind of changing the way we see location and using maps in the industry.
So I think there's massive opportunity in mapping right now because location is the big trend. And suddenly everyone's getting into location. You look at all these check-in services where people are essentially wanting to know where their friends are at any one time, and that opens up massive opportunities for mapping, obviously, where, you know, Foursquare, Gowalla, everyone's all about location, they're about mobile, they're about knowing where your friends are. And it obviously provides massive opportunity for maps and for map mashups and for using all that data. We're also seeing social networking sites putting in geolocation data, as you've seen with Twitter or Facebook are starting to send geolocation through their APIs, for instance. So we're starting to get a lot more geo data to work with. And obviously, modern smartphones all have GPS in them. So that's actually a relatively new trend. I mean, we remember the days when people generally didn't have GPS in their phones, and now it's just expected in modern smartphones. So I think mobile plus mapping is just such a huge trend, and also the social piece just opens up massive opportunities. In terms of where we are now, obviously we have very basic mapping, we have mapping applications built into phones by default, but I think I'm more excited about the opportunities than where we are right now. I think some of the stuff that I do like are things like street level views, or I don't know if you've seen some of the augmented reality applications. There's one called LayAR, which lets you see the world through this filter and put this augmented reality layer on the world. So there's all these trends coming together around location. I think that's a real opportunity for mapping.
Yeah, absolutely. And the augmented reality and mobile in general does open up exciting opportunities for the location space. And it almost changes the map view from being the canvas to just being an augmentation of the experience. So there are companies that have built navigation-based applications that are augmented reality, and you just see route vectors right in through the camera. So some exciting things in the mobile world. And speaking of mobile, we talk about Twitter and the geolocation API that they introduced. That's opened up some pretty exciting avenues for mobile and just geo information in general, real-time geopositioning. Do you want to talk a little bit about the importance of Twitter's geolocation API and what it means to the industry as a whole?
So I think the Twitter geolocation API is really important from two angles. Firstly, Twitter has a huge developer community already, and by putting geo into their API, you already have this huge group of developers who are going to be building things into their existing Twitter applications, building new Twitter applications. So there's the angle of developers and suddenly getting a huge developer community involved with geo. The other piece is obviously for users. There's obviously going to be a lot more users posting geolocation, and that's a huge stash of geolocation data that's going to be useful to them as individuals, finding out where other people are. But it's also a huge stash of data for developers to then go and use in their apps. So there's kind of two angles on why geo and Twitter is really important. But what it comes down to is Twitter is quite popular, and when you have something with a good number of users and a good number of developers on it, a lot of good things happen.
And these third parties have made it so easy to add, that GPS data to a tweet, right? And there's a lot to be said for the Twitter platform team who's done this, the ease of their APIs to integrate that capability. And then you talk about the ease of integrating with the different map platforms that are available. It really makes for a nice context. So when we're talking about how easy it is to build all these applications, well, now we've got all the tools that make it so easy to take real-time location with tweets and geolocation information and put it on a map in a very easy way, in a very easy fashion. So with these tools, what are we going to build? What's going to be the next big groundbreaking application that's really going to change the world from your eye?
I think nobody knows, and I think that's the exciting thing. I mean, what we see on the web is it's really natural selection. People just throw out things. They try all different ideas. They put stuff together. And at some point, something takes off. We can see the general trends, which are towards social, knowing where your friends are, plotting that on a map, the augmented reality piece. But in terms of defining, you know, what is the next big mapping success, I think it's hard to define. I really do. I think it's pretty obvious that Foursquare and Gualla are taking off, that putting location onto your social networking data is something that's powerful and valuable. I think, you know, the next big push on all this location stuff is going to be Facebook. I'm really seeing Facebook get into location in a much more serious way. We expected them to launch something at F8 around location. They didn't. So we know that's coming. And when Facebook weighs into location, that's going to be the next big thing on our radar, I think, for everyone who's developing a location-based app. They're going to really look at what kind of APIs Facebook's going to put out and what kind of things you could build, because, again, it comes down to the size of your audience. And, okay, Twitter's audience is quite big, but Facebook's audience is huge. We're talking 400 million people huge. So I think that's where a lot of the new applications are going to spring from. I mean, we see whenever Facebook creates something on which you can build a platform, and you look at Zynga with social gaming, you can build a billion-dollar company off Facebook right now, and perhaps someone will, you know, mash together mapping APIs and Facebook's geolocation and also potentially build a multi-million dollar, if not billion-dollar company.
Yeah, it's an interesting perspective in that, you know, we're talking about applications that could change, and you talked about Foursquare and Gualla, and they're building the application and building the social network, whereas Facebook has the social network, and now they're going to build the applications. So it's an interesting, you know, a relationship to think about where location is going to play in with all these different companies. And is it going to be the social network that dominates the application development, or will it be the app that changes the social network? So it is exciting to think about.
Absolutely, yeah.
Great. Well, Pete, I really appreciate your time today. It was great meeting you and talking about location and mapping.
Awesome to talk with you.
Yeah, and everybody else needs to come check out the Bing Maps Mashable application with Twitter Trending.
Absolutely.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Good to talk to you.